Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 49th and 50th verses of this chapter, chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن يكن لهم الحق يأتوا إليه مذعنين.
But if the right is theirs, they come to him in prompt obedience.
أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمِ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ بَلْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Is there disease in their hearts? Or have they doubted? Or do they fear that Allah will be unjust to them or His Messenger? Rather, it is they who are the unjust.
So, in the 49th verse, we saw that the Holy Quran said, وَإِنْ يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ But if they knew that the truth is on their side, they come unto him willingly with submission. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ Or else, is it in their hearts a disease? أَمْ ارْتَابُوا Or did they doubt? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ Or are they in fear that Allah and His Messenger will deal with them unjustly? بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ No, but such are the unjust ones. So, upon the occasion of revelation of parts of these verses, we said that there was once a hypocrite who had a quarrel with another Jewish man. The Jewish man suggested they refer to the Prophet, but the man, the hypocrite, the apparently believer did not accept, for he knew that he was on the wrong side and the Prophet would not rule in favor of him. Anyway, they did not refer to the Prophet of Islam and the Muslim did not accept and these verses were revealed. Now, the point is that after we have discussed these verses, it is time, I assume, to refer to the word hypocrite and have a look at its true meaning. So, the point is, what is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is, in fact, a kind of deviation. It's a kind of disease. It's a kind of malady. A sound man has got only one face. His soul and his body are in harmony. If he is a believer, his whole entity declares faith. He declares that I am from the faithful with all of his actions, with all of his deeds, with his tongue. And if he is a deviated person, both his appearance and inward declare his deviation. But if this appearance professes faith and his inward declares paganism, this quality is a kind of disease. This is what we call a malady. And as Surah Al-Baqarah in the 10th verse says, in their hearts is a disease, so Allah has increased their disease. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
in this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So as you were previously with us, with the meaning of hypocrisy, we said that this is a disease, this is a deviation and malady. And in view of the fact that these people do not deserve Allah's guidance and favor because they are obstinate and stubborn in their deeds and plans, Allah leaves them to themselves so that their disease increases. This is the meaning of the verse, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. So the most dangerous people of the society definitely and verily are those hypocrites. For we do not know what to do with them. They are really neither friend nor seem enemy. They use the believers' facilities. They are apparently saved from pagans' punishments, but their deeds are worse than the pagans themselves. As we know, because this inconsistency in appearance and inward cannot be continued forever, finally the curtains are raised and their defiled inward will be shown. As in the former verses and their occasion of revelation, we saw that when a case of judgment was formed, the cat was let out of the bag and their inward malice appeared. Another matter is that the government of justice is only Allah's government. For if man tries as much as possible to be free from conceit and animosity and kindness and selfishness, he may get unconsciously involved in them, unless he is infallible and immune, but of course, again, from the side of the Allah. So it is for this reason that we say the real and true legislator is only Allah, because not only he knows all needs of man with his unlimited knowledge and the fact that he has created man, but also he never gets deviated because of these needs, kindness, or any kind of animosity. So the fairest judgments are carried out by Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the infallible imams, and the judgment of those who follow them is a little like theirs. So this is an interesting sentence in the above verse that says, no, بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, but such are the unjust ones, those selfish ones who do not accept these fair and just judgments. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fixed.